Welcome, ESPN 1700 AM. It's the Real Estate Radio Hour with your host,
David McKelvin.
And myself, Ryan White. Happy to be back in studio with us today, Stephen Ahlquist. He is a reverse mortgage specialist coming to us from Premier Reverse Solutions. Stephen, welcome.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Also, Sherry Courtney Lawrence, Reliant In-Home Care. Their website is ReliantInHomeCare.com, and she is the director there at Reliant In-Home Care. Welcome
yes.
as well.
Thank you. Great to be here.
So the topics ahead of us today are going to surround, well, I guess it's the retirees or about to retire.
Well, it's quite a new twist on maybe an old loan. People might think they know what they're talking about when they think about the reverse mortgage, but they've got this sort of new twist on it called the reverse purchase. We've really put our thinking caps on, and we've figured out a way to possibly solve some of the issues that some of the seniors out there are dealing with right now, because now the marketplace has moved up in value. And with this new reverse purchase, it may enable some of the seniors to go ahead and sell their property and move to a better location, maybe move to a single level property. These are fantastic loans if you qualify. And you know what? I mean, Stephen, there's some things here that, you know, we wanted to pick your brain about regarding this particular loan, because quite frankly, I don't think enough people know enough about it.
It is not a widely known product. Reverse mortgages are very simply an FHA loan. It's a loan that's been approved by the FHA. The primary difference between that and any normal loan is that once you get that loan, once the senior has that loan, he makes no payments on the principal and interest. They're simply required to pay the taxes, insurance. If there's a homeowners association, they pay those fees. But it's a unique way that they can get a loan of $300,000, $400,000, $500,000, $600,000 and not have to make any payments.
Well, let's make sure we're clear on that. The senior can get a loan and not make any payments.
That's correct.
None.
The interest accrues
on the loan.
On the loan. That's correct. Interest simply accrues against the equity in the home until the senior no longer lives in the home, at which time the home is then sold and the lender is paid off.
I see.
But the lender only has the stake in which they originally loaned the money on.
That's correct.
Right?
There's no recourse to the buyer the estate.
Yeah, this is really something that you really have to grasp. But once you grasp it, you start to see how this might work. You know, I mean, for example, someone can purchase a new home, get a loan, and not have a mortgage payment on it. Okay? This is, let's say someone is 62 years old. They put the 40% required down payment. They're able to get a home for $250,000 down, up to $625,000, which may be able to get them in a better neighborhood, get them in a better home, maybe get them in a home that has a walk score, where they can now be more independent now that they're getting to an age where they're not driving anymore, or you know, they're not working anymore like they used to.
Or, single levels, those are really important for our aging population, to have single level homes. Walking stairs is really difficult to maneuver. Also, just modifications in the home are often needed for seniors to stay in the home as well.
Tell me what you were saying again about the reverse mortgage company only has a stake in the property to which they lent. And let's go through that again, because in my opinion, that's one of the big concerns people have about doing this thing, and perhaps why reverse mortgage has a unnecessary bad stigma around it.
There is a myth that exists out there that once you get a reverse mortgage that the lender owns the home. That's not true. The home ownership is no different from any other kind of loan that you have. The owner retains ownership of the home. The reverse mortgage is simply a mechanism by which no payments have to be made on the home. We talked about you can purchase a home. We had an example where we had a couple that had a two-story home. They needed to sell it. They could no longer use the stairway. Mm-hmm. They sold that home, had $200,000 in equity, and the realtor was trying to find them a new home in the Vista area, and they were unable to find anything other than a mobile home. We got with the buyer and the realtor. We were able to find a home three blocks away that was a single level, $200,000 down, $200,000 loan, no more payments on the loan. They were able to buy a new home that fit their needs. In fact, they didn't even put $200,000. I think it was $160,000 down. All of a sudden, they have a home that fits their needs, no payments on the house, increases their ability to live because they don't have that debt service any longer.
I have a similar story to that. Recently, I was working with a client in the Vista area. We're looking for a single-level property. We were looking for a home around $350,000. He had saved up $350,000, wanted to buy a house and have no mortgage and retire. It was one step towards the retirement plan. Mm-hmm. So we started looking. And frankly, with the way the market's moving right now, multiple offers, all cash offers, you know, even though we were all cash, we were exceeding the prices and being beat out. And the quality of home that we looked at kept depreciating before our eyes. You know, we looked at.
There's not much inventory out there right now, as they say, right? So
yeah.
That's why they were able to get.
So
more.
We looked at like 40 homes and made some offers on them. And frankly, there were some homes out there that I said to my client, you know what? I don't really feel comfortable having you live here. It's just not the kind of home that I see you in, the kind of home that I think would be a good investment for you. And we started taking a harder look at the fact that he was going to put the $350,000 down to buy a house. And we looked at this reverse purchase program. With this program, we were able to only put $250,000 down because that's the 40% of the $625,000 loan limit. Mm-hmm. He was able to increase the quality of home. I mean, we went from, you know, linoleum floors, white tile countertops to sub-zero side-by-side granite countertops. You know,
it sounds like in that situation, he also was able to keep some money in his pocket.
He was able to keep the extra $100,000 in his pocket. It was an absolute make sense deal. And his plan worked out brilliantly. You know, we were able to then get a property. But I mean, so when we took a look at this, there's no credit check. There's no employment required. You know, it's really a new twist on the reverse mortgage. Now it's reverse purchase.
So I want to run a scenario by you because I think we got off that topic just a little bit real quick. And this would be the biggest concern for signing up my parents, who are 62, into this program. So let's say I buy a home today and I put down $200,000 and I get a reverse mortgage for $300,000, $500,000 purchase. And 30 years from now, they pass away. 20 years from now, probably more realistically, they pass away. So total purchase price was $500,000 and the loan was $300,000. The debt service on that over 20 years is some number. Let's say that's $200,000.
Okay.
Right?
Fair.
Okay. So again, $200,000 in is my down payment, $300,000 loan. 20 years from now, my reverse mortgage payment due is essentially $200,000. Right? So total of seven owed on the property, so to speak. Mm-hmm. I sell it for $800,000. Do the heirs walk away with that remaining $100,000?
Exactly.
That is a very crucial point.
The ownership of the home remains in the name of the owners. So it goes to their estate. It goes to their heirs. The myth out there is that the bank has some shared equity
right.
program in it. That's
right.
not true.
It is. I think some of the complication comes from the tables. What did you call your tables? Your insurance tables.
Yeah, it's a actuarial
table. Actuarial tables that are used for calculating life expectancy for insurance purposes. They're also used to calculate it for the reverse mortgage down payment. But because of that, I think that there's a myth about the fact that you lose out on the equity. But that's absolutely not the case at all.
No. The equity is used for the interest that accrues against the home. Now, if we had a situation where a home did not go up in value at all and the home was underwater, mm-hmm. once the lender sells the home, FHA picks up the difference, so the lender is at no risk. There is no debt back to the estate, no debt to the heirs. FHA picks up the difference of the shortfall.
We're on with Steve Alquist with Premier Reverse Solutions. The website, PRMSSD.com. One more time, PRMSSD.com. He's telling us how to buy a home with a reverse mortgage and have no payment, or we'll get into this a little bit later, how you can refinance your home to also achieve the same thing.
So, you know, back to that scenario that you had brought up, Ryan, where you were suggesting your parents buy a house for $500,000. They put the $200,000 down, which is approximately 40%. The stake that the bank actually has is $500,000. So in that scenario, if it went up to $800,000, the only portion of that loan that the bank would have a stake in would be the difference between $300,000 and the $500,000. Once the $500,000 reached, that would be it. The actual net to the estate after the sale of that property would have been $300,000. Is that the way I interpret that?
So as your equity goes up in the home that you've purchased and yet you pay down for, if it goes up with the economy and so forth, and just increase of a home value, then you also get an increase that you can use for retirement or whatever purposes you want.
That's right.
Well, let's not forget that in a lot of cases, these seniors actually have a mortgage payment. Maybe it's a small one, or they don't, and they create this maybe reverse income from that refinance. They've created a way that may lead to assisted care. And, you know, Sherry, this is the reason why we've got you here today, because that's something that you specialize in. You've been doing it for like 30 years, 20 years?
I've been in the health field now for about almost 30 years. Started off as a medical assistant and into preventative care. My specialty really is in-home care. AARP did a report recently that actually says about a little over 90% of seniors want to remain in their home. There are other options, of course, assisted living, skilled nursing for those who are a little more frail and have acute kind of health conditions.
If you're just tuning in, we're on the line with Steve Ahlquist with basically Purchase Without Payment Mortgage Professional, Reverse Purchase Specialist. Also, Sherry Courtney Lawrence, CEO of Reliant In-Home Care. When we come back, we're really going to dive into some of the things that we've focused on to try to figure out outside of the box thinking with regards to possibly taking a loved one that you may be concerned about and figuring out a way to allow them to remain in that property and have income they didn't know they were going to have, or move closer to you, maybe get a single level property that's more functional for their use. When we come back, we're going to dive into some things that might surprise you. Stay tuned.
The law is on your side. That's right. The laws are designed to protect consumers from being riddled with debt. They're designed that way so that you can become debt-free and get a fresh start. You should do what I did. When I had financial stress, I called William McDonald with the McDonald Legal Group. Find out how you can use the law to your advantage. Delete your debt and keep your stuff. You got credit card debt, timeshares, old IRS debt, collections, medical bills, any of this stuff can be wiped away with the Chapter 7 bankruptcy, and it only takes 100 days. Call William McDonald today. 800-997-1235. 800-997-1235. Or go online, sandiegobankruptcy.us. 800-997-1235.
This is Lisa with the McDonald Legal Group. We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Just having an estate plan or trust in place isn't always enough to make difficult times less challenging for you and your family. Life is full of change. This is why it's so important to have your estate documents reviewed regularly. Contact my attorney, Jared Causa, with Neil Diamant Law Firm, and find out if a review of your estate plan is needed. 619-238-1712. Since life changes so quickly, make sure your estate is properly handled. 619-238-1712 for your free consultation. Just mention Mr. Credit. 619-238-1712.
Because my opinion matters, I vote. My vote allows me to comment on my governors. By participating in democracy, I earn the right to demand that they comply. My vote proves that I care and separates me from those who don't fulfill their responsibility to vote, those who comment without participating in the election. If you want your opinion to count, vote on July 7th. I Vote 2013. Electoral Institute of Citizen Participation of Baja California.
We believe that freedom, love, and respect are the principles of a better society. We keep moving because we know that in the best communities, friendship is a must, and that the greatest cities are forged in solidarity. We keep moving because, like millions of Mexicans, our hearts are rooted in the nation. That is why we keep moving. Citizen Movement.
Welcome back. So happy it's Thursday. ESPN 1700 AM. It's the Real Estate Radio Hour with your host,
David McKelvin.
And myself, Ryan White. With us today, Steve Ahlquist with Premier Reverse Solutions. He's a reverse mortgage specialist and has been sharing with us how you can buy a home or simply refinance your home and have no payment as well. Sherry Courtney Lawrence with Reliant in-home care. She is the, I believe to be, what are you, the director of Reliant In-Home Care, right?
I'm actually the founder.
Founder also.
It's not a franchise. I founded it in 2005, and I'm the CEO, and I'm pretty involved on the ground. I really do a lot of the directing and direct care.
Interesting that you should start it at such an interesting time, right? 2005 was when the real estate market started to taper off quite a bit.
Yes, but the economy was still up. A lot of senior savings were still pretty solvable. They, after 2008 and when the economy went down, they lost about 45% of their savings. And so our market was definitely hit at that time. But the need is certainly there, and it's only increasing with the baby boomers projected. Right now, we have about 40 million 65 and older in America. In 17 years, we will have about 91 million baby boomers 65 and older.
That's
so there's a huge need for retirement and long-term care needs.
If you're a builder listening to this, build single-level homes.
Well, those are going to be all your
very
clients,
helpful.
Steve, aren't they?
They are indeed.
So we talked about the first segment, how there is no payment. I think we've brought that, hopefully driven that point home. But let's now talk about the requirements, because they're kind of unusual. What are the requirements? What does it take to get a reverse mortgage?
Okay, first of all, it is a program designed for seniors, and by FHA definitions for this program, 62 years of age or more for the youngest owner of the home. So husband and wife are both living in the home. They both are entitled to the home. The youngest borrower is the age upon which the loan is based. The actuarial tables are
everything's calculated off the age of the youngest one.
That's correct.
Got it.
That's correct. Single family homes, 2 to 4 unit dwellings where it's owner occupied in one of those units. FHA approved condos, mobile homes manufactured after 1976 on land that they own. Those are the requirements of the house. As far as income requirements, they don't look at income. They don't look at credit because there is no debt payment. There's no debt service requirements. All the owner has to do is be able to support the fact that he can pay taxes and insurance, and if there's homeowner's dues, those kind of things.
We're on with Stephen Alquist, Premier Reverse Solutions, reverse mortgage expert. His website, PRMSSD.com. That's his website, PRMSSD.com. So I just want to clarify, because I've applied for a loan before, and talk about a financial physical I have to go through, bank statements, tax returns, two years of everything, life story laid out, arguing with underwriters, you name it, none of that.
In the last few years, that's gotten very difficult in the mortgage industry, but none of that is required on these reverse mortgages.
62. So,
birth certificate? Is that?
They must show age of
driver's
proof
license
of age.
Somehow,
yeah.
Right?
Proof of age.
American citizenship.
They cannot have defaulted on any government obligations. I mean, we don't see that happen very often, but somebody may have had a government student loan where they defaulted on it, so that would make them ineligible. But other than that, no. There's no debt service, no credit requirements, no income requirements.
So 62.
62.
With appropriate percentage of down payment.
Yes.
Right? Which ranges from 38.5% down
to about 22%.
22? Okay. Yeah. So down payment. So we'll go loan to value of 61% loan to value all the way up to 77%
That's
loan
correct.
To value.
So, based on age.
Yeah, based on age. So about 2/3 of the value of the home you'll lend on.
Yes.
You know, give or take.
Yes.
Got it. Okay. That certainly does make sense.
And this is really good when you're thinking of retirement and long-term care, because it's known that it's in your 60s when you first start to develop chronic illnesses. So this really is an important time that you need to be making these plans for what is going to fund your long-term care needs. It's in your 60s that these chronic illnesses start to come up and you begin to need some assistance.
Well, people are also living a lot of times on fixed incomes, and they're trying to figure out with the cost of living and the way things are going exactly how they're going to make ends meet, or how are they going to get near that family. You know, that family is important, and to some people, it's the main factor. So if they're living in California and they want to move to Florida, let's say, you know, this program's in Florida, they could sell a property here, harvest the gain, take that over there, maybe even, well, I don't think they can transfer their taxes across state like that. But, in some cases, they would be able to transfer their tax base here, depending on if they follow the guidelines in that. But really, the only payment that someone's going to have is they still have the property taxes.
That's correct.
With this, or HOA fees for that matter. But for the most part, it's like having no mortgage at all.
That's true.
And there are really three kinds of caregivers. There are family caregivers, there are independent caregivers, and there are professional caregivers through agencies such as mine. And often the needs that are there, and because of the expense of the long-term care, combinations are really important. So often moving near a family if they're not nearby, so that family can provide so many hours, and then you can augment that with professional care, often works as well. Some of the things that were challenged as an agency owner myself is independent caregivers. And there are a lot of liabilities with independent caregivers that a lot of our population is not aware of. One of them is just as an independent caregiver, a friend of mine actually, tell you a little story. He has a neighbor who is a detective, and he found out that 87% of the people who advertise in the paper to be a caregiver have a federal background on them. There's been a federal offense on them. So our senior population, we don't want them to be prone to people that want to take advantage of them and abuse and so forth. So that certainly is one reason to go with an agency, professional caregiving. In-home care, just to give you an idea, since we're talking about the funding, you know, look to project out. A family needs to look at that. If they're doing, for instance, home care, an annual average that Genworth says is $51K a year annually. Assisted living is about $44K. And nursing, skilled nursing, which is the most expensive, is about $97,000 a year. So just think how fast some seniors can go through their savings if they're, you know, just working on their savings.
Sherry, when you're interviewing clients that are facing health care needs and they're looking to stay in their home, does financing oftentimes come up as a concern? How are they going to pay for this?
Absolutely. And a matter of fact, it's really, really difficult at times to see such a need that this senior may have and the family is struggling. Well, how can we possibly provide this care? Because it is expensive. There's no way around it. And Social Security, as we know, is diminishing. It's going to be 2035 when a quarter of our population are 65 and older. The savings, the pensions are going to be low. What kind of options? As a matter of fact, Social Security says that there will be two people working for every one retiree. So paying into the system, Social Security is projected, it looks like, to be going down as well. So we have to look at these other creative options.
If you're just tuning in, we're on the line with Steve Ahlquist with Premier Reverse Solutions and Sherry Courtney Lawrence with Reliant In-Home Care. And we're really putting our thinking caps on providing solutions because this is a problem, right? People out there are stuck in some cases and they're trying to figure out how to fix this problem. Problem being that their loved one may be out there living in a property far away from them. They can't take care of them. Or they may be trying to figure out, oh my gosh, you know, I've got my hands full with everything I have. My kids are going to college. I'm paying for a big mortgage. How am I going to take care of my parents? These are the kind of conversations that we're having right here, right now, trying to figure out ways that can give you an idea of what could possibly be. I mean, one of the things we talked about is that this could be for a 1-4 unit building, right? You could do a reverse purchase on a 4-unit building, call it owner-occupied because you live in one, rent out the other three. Perhaps that income, without a mortgage on it, could provide services that Sherry does with in-home care. Now we've got problem solved.
Or you could get the home accredited so it could actually be a residential care home where you can have 4 to 6 seniors living there, the person who owns the home living in place themselves, and they have the small community of other aged seniors, you know, adults living with them as well.
And that could actually provide a heck of an income. Right, because each of those seniors pays a premium to be a part of that facility.
About $3,000 a month is the low end, yes.
So now we could have a situation that seemed maybe not so great, turn it into something that was income producing based on, you know, looking at this loan a different way.
Right.
Another way to look at it, I think that I don't have the statistics that Sherry has in terms of the equity that people have in homes, but I think generally speaking, the largest asset that anybody owns is their home. And if these seniors have been living in that home for a very long time, the children are concerned about mom and dad not being able to care for themselves. Through a reverse mortgage, a line of credit that can be taken on that, they can have a line of credit available to take care of those health care needs, those living expenses, those modifications to the home. And as those monies are drawn out of the home, unlike a normal homeowner equity line of credit, where you have a monthly payment every month, under the reverse mortgage line of credit, there are no payments.
Yeah, when I hear what you're talking about, no payments, it conjures up a bad word. That's the pick-a-pay. Pick-a-pay doesn't exist anymore. But there were times, let's say 7 years ago, when people would get a mortgage and they could choose to pay the 15-year fixed, the 30-year fixed, the interest only, or the interest deferred. And just about everybody we talked to chose the interest deferred. And they would argue that their loan officer didn't tell them that the interest deferred was now tacking on the unpaid interest and their principal or the loan, what was owed on the property was increasing. I can think of countless people who claims they were untold this was happening. But through a reverse mortgage, you actually have to go through HUD counseling. Isn't that correct?
Yes.
So this whole thing is laid out to the nth degree.
In order to protect the seniors, HUD developed or FHA developed the program so that prior to the loan application being accepted by the lending officer, the senior is required to go through a HUD-approved counselor who then makes sure that they've heard all the ins, the outs, the goods, the bads, but they make sure that they fully understand the program before they get into it.
Awesome. We're on with Steve Alquist, Premier Reverse Solutions. He's a reverse mortgage specialist. His website, prmssd.com. That's the website, prmssd.com. As well, the helpline is 888-551-2593. That's the number, 888-551-2593. When we come back, we're going to talk more with Sherry Courtney Lawrence about in-home care solutions. Ahead of us when we come back.
According to the Government Accountability Office, over 70% of people have errors on their credit report. And let me tell you, these errors are not helping your credit score. They are hurting it. Hi, Mr. Credit here. Look, the fact is, credit repair can work, but it's just too expensive for most people to be able to afford it. That's why I'm excited to tell you about a nonprofit company that has a flat-fee credit repair system for only $4.99 per person. If you or anyone you know wants to improve their credit, just call the Credit Repair Helpline and speak with an expert for free today. 800-525-1349. That's 1-800-525-1349. Don't let the banksters and credit bureaus win the battle of destroying your credit so they can make a profit. Fight back today. Call 1-800-525-1349. That's 1-800-525-1349. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, over 90 million people in the U.S. own mutual funds. Now, I wonder how many of those people have read all the fine print associated with those investments. The good news is you don't have to figure it out on your own. Let me introduce you to Dan Osgood. Dan is a certified financial planner and actually a friend. Through his website, freeinvestmentaudit.com, he will do a free risk and cost analysis for any investment portfolio you have. This free analysis will find all the hidden fees and uncover the missing money from your investments. Most people don't think they're paying any fees at all, but trust me, you definitely are. The question is, how much in fees are you paying for the investments you have? If you have a retirement account or a bond portfolio of any kind, go to freeinvestmentaudit.com right now and get your free analysis. You deserve to know what your investments are really costing you. Freeinvestmentaudit.com. That's freeinvestmentaudit.com or text the word audit to 84444. Mr. Credit here, inviting you to join me at my next event. It will truly make you smarter than everyone else. You will learn the fastest way to pay off a mortgage, credit cards, taxes, and we will especially focus on how to lower payments on your student loans. To RSVP, just call or text 619-786-7853 or email at mrcredit.org. There will be a $500 cash prize along with other door prizes as well. After this event, you will have the knowledge to teach your children, or anyone for that matter, how to save thousands upon thousands of dollars. You will be a debt master. Seating is very limited, so please RSVP right away, and you'll be entered in the $500 cash drawing. It's all 100% free and easy to RSVP. Just call or text 619-786-7853 or email at mrcredit.org. I'll see you there.
The road hates your engine. They are adversaries, enemies, foes. The road will attack your engine with dirt, dust, and grime through your air filter any way it can. Fight back. Reclaim the horsepower the road tries to steal. Every 12,000 miles, it's easy to change to a Fram air filter that keeps dirt, dust, and grime out of your engine. If it's on the road, there's a Fram that fits. Find your Fram air filter at your local automotive store.
This is John Feinstein, and this is a CBS Sports Minute. It was Dr. Frank Joke who invented what became known as Tommy John surgery, a now almost routine procedure in which a tendon is used to replace a damaged elbow ligament. According to Job, who first performed the surgery on Tommy John in 1974, it was his friend and partner, Dr. Louis Yoakum, who perfected it. "He could do Tommy John better than I could," Job said on Wednesday, after Yoakum died of liver cancer at the age of 65. Yoakum was the Los Angeles Angels team surgeon for 36 years. During that time, he and Job each performed the career-saving surgery countless times. Yoakum's most famous recent patients were Steven Strasburg. "I wouldn't be here without him," Zimmerman said on hearing the news Wednesday. His words were echoed all around baseball. There is one more angel on the streets of heaven today. I'm John Feinstein.
Welcome back. So happy it's Thursday. ESPN 1700 AM, the Real Estate Radio Hour with your host,
David McKelvin.
And myself, Ryan White. With us today, Stephen Alquist with Premier Reverse Mortgage Solutions. Premier Reverse Solutions. He is a reverse mortgage specialist, and we've been going over in great depth what it takes and everything that's involved in a reverse mortgage, as well as Sherry Courtney Lawrence with Reliant In-Home Care. So before we leave this reverse mortgage topic, just a few more things we want to cover. First and foremost, we've never mentioned the rate. I mean, I would suspect if I'm not making payments, this rate has got to be astronomical. What kind of rate am I looking at?
There's two programs. One is a fixed rate and one is a adjustable rate. The adjustable rate is 3% over LIBOR. LIBOR is currently running 20 basis points.
So the margin,
3%. The margin is 3%. Okay. So you're looking at today about 320, 325. And then the fixed rate, because it's a fixed rate and it's a higher risk than a normal traditional forward loan, currently running a little over 5%. So it is higher than what today's mortgage, I think, is around 3.9, 4% for a fixed rate. So it's about a percentage point higher than that.
So about 1% more than a traditional normal purchase, I got to make payments.
That's
kind
right.
of mortgage.
That's right.
Right, which is, let's say, 4%. So 5% 30-year fixed or fixed for the duration of the amount of time the person lives there.
That's correct.
Right. Okay. And then one more time, adjustable monthly, yearly?
Monthly.
Monthly. Got it. Adjustable
generally
monthly.
There are some programs out there that might do it semi-annually or annually, but generally most lenders are doing them on a monthly basis.
And in the case you mentioned, tied to the LIBOR.
Tied to LIBOR, yes.
Three-point margin spread. Okay. Got it. Now, since the down payment requirements are a little bit more than a traditional FHA loan. As we all know, a traditional FHA loan where you got to make payments 3.5% down, minimal. That's not the case here. We do have to put a substantial amount of money down in comparison, but you know, I'm making payments. So I think it's valuable to go through the opportunities to come up with this down payment money because it seems like they're pretty loosey-goosey as far as how they can get the money.
Yeah, there are some restrictions, but they're pretty normal. It's from the sale of an existing home, the liquidation of assets, you know, taking the money out of the money market account or the savings account or selling off some stocks or bonds or whatever it might be. Gift money, you're allowed to have gift money. There are some prohibition. There are no bridge loans or seller-assisted financing or any of that kind of stuff.
You can't get a loan for the down payment.
No. This has to come from
standard,
the assets
right?
Of the buyer or a gift from a family member
something
or some legitimate
being,
source.
Yes, something doesn't have to be paid back.
That's right.
That's traditional lending. I mean,
yes.
That's nothing out of the ordinary.
It's the FHA program.
FHA program, nothing out of the ordinary. Okay, got it. So but it does account for gift funds, which is, I think, a really important one to go through.
So you can't put a second mortgage behind it?
No.
So when someone wants to go put a line of credit on top of this, that would see on the title that this is a reverse mortgage or reverse purchase, that they can't do that.
Through the reverse program, you can have a multiple of things. For example, Let's take a home that somebody already owns. They have a small mortgage, $200,000 mortgage on it. The house is, they've owned the home for many years. It's worth $500,000 now. They can take out a line of credit. They pay off the first trustee, so because we have to be in a first, they can take out a line of credit on top of that so that they have that money for future use of whatever purpose. And the existing debt that they had, they still have the debt, but there's no more payments on it.
Hmm. Okay. We're on with Stephen Alquist, Premier Reverse Solutions, the website PRMSSD.com. That's the website PRMSSD.com, as well as the helpline, 888-551-2593. That's the number, 888-551-2593. He can show you how to buy a home. You don't have to provide any tax returns, no bank statements, none of that paperwork headache we're all used to, and have no mortgage payment while getting a loan. Seems like a pretty amazing program. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Yeah, I know. And that's really opened up a lot of opportunity when we start to think about some of these concerns that loved ones have about what they're going to do with their senior as they get up in age and they begin to think about how am I going to take care of the senior. This is one way that we put our thinking caps on and figured out that you can do a reverse purchase, possibly buy them a single-level home near you to take care of them. Or you could have somebody like Sherry Courtney Lawrence from Reliant In-Home Care actually place somebody in their home because statistics show that's where they want to stay, right?
That's right. AARP just last year did a survey and found that a little over 90% of seniors prefer to stay in their home above all the other options. And also with the health care reforms coming down the pike here, they have found that preventative care is really important. And they have also, statistics show that when people remain in their home, there's so much more available to them to help them to take their medications properly so they don't end up in the ER, to equip their homes so that they don't fall and end up in the hospital with hip replacements and things like that. So there, you know, the other options are there. There's assisted living. Assisted living, we're looking at about $44,000 a year. In-home care annually, about 51. The median price changes from state to state, but in California, it's about 51K. So keeping seniors in their home is really the optimal way, it seems, to be able to prevent them from having these high costs of health accidents, you know, in the home. Mm-hmm. So with this idea of reverse mortgage and being able to have this cash, Steve, right? You can pretty much do what you want with this cash. Is that true?
It's their money. They can spend it any way they want. They can take a trip. They can modify the home. They can pay for healthcare services. It's just like any other line of credit.
Right. They can pay for technology to come into the home because nowadays that's a lot of new technology is being developed to help seniors stay in the home where they can have their blood pressure monitored, diabetes, insulin levels monitored. And so all of these things will help to cut down the costs of medical care down the road as we age. And it is known that at around the age of 60, 65, most of us start developing at least one chronic illness that we're going to be challenged with as we age. So with caregiving and bringing a caregiver in the home, like you said, David, that is what Reliant In-Home Care does, is we do in-home care. We thoroughly screen all of our caregivers. We make sure that they don't have a criminal background, their driver's license, the DMV passes as well. They're fingerprinted. They're all employees, which brings an accountability level up as well. These aren't independent caregivers. They're not from a registry. In California, the California labor laws say if you give someone a schedule, if you supervise them, they are employees. And it's challenging. I know a lot of baby boomers right now and professional children are beginning to look at how to care for their parents, and they're looking at the options. And there really are three options: family caregiving, a caregiver who's a family member, a private caregiver. There's some liabilities there. They have to be sure that they're paying their taxes so it doesn't come back on the family. And, of course, professional caregiving that brings a higher level of accountability as well.
If you're just tuning in, we are listening to Sherry Courtney Lawrence with Reliant In-Home Care talk about, you know, things like how do you know that you're loved one needs in-home care, and what are some of the typical services provided with in-home care? And, you know, we're thinking outside the box with regards to Steve Alquist when it comes to basically purchasing a home without a mortgage payment. And there's just different things that we've talked about on the show, as you know, before, such as aid in attendance, that really, you know, we have sat down and tried to figure out ways to make it work so that the cost of getting older isn't necessarily burdened upon you. When we come back, we're going to dive deeper into some of the options that are available to you and your loved one when we come back.
Hi, Mr. Credit here. I can't tell you how excited I am to have Bruce McPherson with Security One Lending as a regular guest on the show and my go-to guy for reverse mortgages. Listen, if you're 62 years or older and you own a home, whether you have a mortgage or not, chances are you can benefit from one of today's HECM reverse mortgage options. Just call Bruce McPherson at 866-223-7174. That's 866-223-7174. You can just email reversemortgagebruce@gmail.com. Over the past 9 years, Bruce has really earned his reputation as an honest, ethical reverse mortgage advisor, and he is someone I genuinely trust, and you can too. Don't let old myths about reverse mortgages keep you from calling to get the facts. Today's government-insured HECM reverse mortgages are incredibly flexible, whether you need money now or just want to be prepared for the future. Call your local expert, Bruce McPherson, today and get all the answers you need for free. 866-223-7174. That's 866-223-7174, or just email reversemortgagebruce@gmail.com. Have you been selected for an audit by the IRS? Do you owe the IRS money and want to find a way to settle your account as quickly and easily as possible? Hi, Mr. Credit here. Listen, I had the IRS come knocking on my door over $600, which I didn't even owe them as it turns out. I know how scary this stuff can be. The good news is I know exactly what to do. My tax attorney, Jeffrey Kahn, is board certified and works only on tax-related issues. He understands how the IRS works and how to make the most of each situation. And get this, mention Mr. Credit when you call and get a free consultation and a tax resolution plan, $500 value, absolutely free. Call Jeffrey Kahn today at 866-494-6829. That's 866-494-6829 today and get these tax issues behind you as quickly as possible. 866-494-6829. That's 866-494-6829.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Para resultados y más información acerca de este programa, consultar la página espnradio1700.com.
ESPN 1700 AM is the Real Estate Radio Hour with your host,
David McKelvin,
and myself, Ryan White. We were just talking to Sherry Courtney Lawrence about a variety of in-home care options, and she was going through, I think you had three options you mentioned as far as different care options.
That's right. That was in-home care. Assisted living, of course, an assisted living facility, also skilled nursing for the very frail, and hospice support care is another. Actually, my company does hospice support, so we work alongside a hospice team to provide end-of-life care as well.
So when somebody is just concerned about a loved one, They could possibly have you come in and interview the loved one to see if there may be a niche that you guys could fill. I mean, it's kind of like a la carte, right? I mean, four-hour minimum, is that what it is?
It is four-hour minimum. Most agencies are that way. There are a few, including us, who have a two-hour, what we call rise and shine. So we come in and we will help that senior get a bath, dressed, medications, and they're ready for their day. So doing a case assessment is important. There's also just a lot of signs that you can look out for with seniors that are indicators that they are needing assistance. And if, you know, you can always call our office. We're happy we have a list of those. We're going to be putting them on our website soon as well. But things like food in the refrigerator, it's not moving, it's molding. They used to be neat and clean. Their house is looking really messy. They used to, you know, their hygiene was good. Their clothes were clean. Now there's spots and things all over their clothes. These kind of indicators are showing they're losing some abilities. And that's really what caregiving is about. It's about stepping in and looking where those gaps are that the system, that they need assistance with so that they can remain independent, create their a lifestyle that is works for them, to keep that lifestyle going, and to make sure that they're not in harm's way.
You know, if you're just tuning in, we are on the line with Reliant In-Home Care, Sherry Courtney Lawrence. Been in business over 8 years, been in the industry over 20 years. You've placed over 2,000 caregivers in homes. I mean, that's a lot.
Actually, we've assisted 2,000 seniors in their homes, yes, over the last 8 years. And so honored to have been able to do that. And we have some really amazing stories, some success stories with some of the seniors that we have assisted. And I'll give you an example of one gentleman. He was in a assisted living, and he didn't really want to be there. And a matter of fact, he began to be a real troublemaker. He found creative ways to get kicked out of the assisted living because he wanted to go back to his mobile home. And so he did. They sent him back to his mobile home, and our caregiving company stepped in. We hired a local modification company that put in the grab bars, et cetera. He was really frail. He was on oxygen, diabetes, sores. Mm. But he got to be in his home. He got the care he needed, and he wanted to get his place painted. He painted it a nice bright yellow color, and he did pass away in just a month. But he got to die with his choice.
He was happier.
He was delighted to be there. And then another case that we have, another senior, we actually took care of the dad. And then the dad passed away. And about a year later, we got a call from the daughter and said, it's mom's turn now. Some dementia. The dog had died. She was really depressed, kind of isolated because the daughter lived in Arizona and she lived here in California. We brought the caregivers in. We noticed the medication regime she was doing. We had some questions about it. We asked her, the daughter, to take the mom to the doctors and have them look over her medications. He tweaked the medications, put it on her different antidepressant, and she was out of the bed and talking again. Literally, she was eyes closed, not communicating, in the bed, turned her around. She started to come, you know, engage in life again. And we've been caring, helping her, assisting her in her home. And, you know, the difference about in-home care opposed to, say, assisted living is you get to, when you're older, you have lived your life, certain routines are important to you, certain preferences that you have. You're able to do that in your home. You know, if you like to read the paper in the morning, in your little your bedroom with your coffee, you can do that, you know.
Well, you know, if you're just tuning in, we're on the line with Reliant In-Home Care, Sherry Courtney Lawrence. The direct line to Sherry is 760-231-1316. That's the number. She's placed, we're taking care of over 2,000 seniors in the last 8 years. That's who we place people with, is Sherry Courtney Lawrence, 760-231-1316, 231-1316. You know, and the more that we begin to look at the concern that we have about some of the seniors that we run into out there in the field, you know, we come across things like aid in attendance. So, you know, you may be thinking to yourself, I can't afford this, or I don't know how my parents are going to be able to afford this. And so there are different programs out there, aid in attendance being one of them. If your loved one served one day in a war in the military and got out with an honorable discharge, they may qualify for up to $24,000 in income from the government. That is the least tapped into resource that people yes. just don't know it's out there. They may not think they qualify for it. In addition to that, we've got Steve Ahlquist here from basically purchase without payment. You know, we coined that one type of loan program, which is, you know, to say that perhaps your loved one is living in a home that may be two-story or antiquated or too far away from facilities such as, you know, grocery stores or a hospital.
Could be too big to take care of.
Could be too far away from you, the loved one, that, you know, therefore you could take care of them. With this purchase without payment, reverse purchase program, it's another way of thinking, hey, you know what, we could put as little as 13% down, is that
22% if they're up in their 80s. Typically the younger, it's between 22% and 40%.
Right. I mean,
age based.
About 40% is the minimum age requirement. I think it's 38.5% really, but by the time you factor in some of the loan fees associated with the program.
Now, I have a question here about the in-home health care, and I would think this is the biggest barrier people have to doing so. It's your Craigslist versus, you know, hiring a licensed and bonded facility mm-hmm. to take care of it. And you'd mentioned briefly 87% of the people are previous federal offenders that are on there. Walk us through that, because I got to imagine that's the biggest barrier you run across for what it is you do.
Well, yes, honestly, it is the biggest competition that we have. And the reason for that is because generally an independent caregiver, the fee is less. The reason why it costs a little bit more for a professional agency is because we do have to do a background check. That's just a one-time payment. Anybody can do that, basically. But to actually have liability, bonding, workman's comp if they injure themselves on the job, just to give you an example, I paid about $30,000 last year just for workman's comp. I had two caregivers that injured their back. One of them injured her shoulder. It was about $20,000 for her shoulder surgery that she had. So having, without those kinds of protections, a senior is vulnerable to another example. In 2 years ago, there was a case in San Diego where a senior hired an independent caregiver. The caregiver never paid her taxes, her federal income taxes for payroll. And the senior got taken into court and was found guilty, owed $6,000 of back taxes for this independent caregiver. And so you don't know if a caregiver is paying their taxes or not. And also, you know, when seniors get abused, it's usually not a caregiver who comes in and steals right away. From our experience, what we see is that it's a caregiver who comes in and earns your trust for about a year or so, and then starts to use that credit card to fill up their gas tank, go to Costco's when they're getting you groceries, get themselves groceries, or do even more higher outrageous offenses like put their name on a will or, you know, steal the deed of the home and things like that, which we've all heard about. All you have to do is read the paper.
Yeah, I can see how the ability to protect the senior from their healthcare provider is a substantial security measure that a company like yours puts in place. Because, you know, one would say you're bringing help into the home because the senior can't handle those affairs and could very easily be taken advantage of with someone, well, I'm going to say off Craigslist or an independent, as you mentioned, mm-hmm. Without some kind of background check. So, yeah, it sounds like I would imagine there's some additional expense to pay for the umbrella corporation, which is exactly what you have. But it certainly seems like it well is worth it in term as compared to.
Absolutely. In the end, with an independent, you can end up spending a lot more money. And we're only talking of a difference of maybe, you know, $20 an hour in California, San Diego, $20 to $25 an hour, independent, $15 to $17, $18 an hour. So there's not that much of a difference. And it's just really important to, you know, the other thing, I mean, a lot of care companies provide the same kind of services, but it's about the supervision. And Reliant In-Home Care, actually, we do not have more clients than 50. We cap it at 50. And the reason for that is because of the quality. We're not about quantity of care. We're about quality of care. So when that caregiver knows a supervisor is going to be dropping in, sometimes unannounced, sometimes they are. We call the client. We ask how things are going. This really and education. We educate our caregivers and keep them feeling motivated to be very professional and do a good job.
Sherry, let's say that I'm a concerned son, and my parents are being taken care of by a caregiver that you've placed. Can I call you and check in and see what's going on? I mean, you know, maybe I don't have as good a communication with my father, or maybe I feel like he's not telling me all the truth.
Yes, absolutely. Communication and keeping that open is really important. We do monthly, we contact the family. We let them, we give them an update on how things are going. If we know they've gone to the doctor, what report we've gotten from the doctor, if medications have changed, that type of thing. We email a lot of our clients if they're out of town. We call them. So, yes, we do keep the communication. And additionally, Reliant In-Home Care actually has a social worker on board who is a marriage and family therapist. And so she can help with moderation as well and be a mediator.
We're on with Sherry Courtney Lawrence, Reliant In-Home Care. The website, ReliantInHomeCare.com, talking about all the different ways she can provide assistance in the home, as well as Stephen Alquist, Premier Reverse Solutions, Reverse Mortgage Specialist. The website there, PRMSSD.com. That's the website, PRMSSD.com, telling us how you can buy a home and not have a mortgage.
He's also got a nifty calculator on his website as well. If you are curious to see how much money you could make by doing the reverse mortgage, it's there for you to play with.
It's there to play with. You can find out how much, based upon the value of your home and any debt against the home, you can find out how much you could pull out in the line of credit, how much you can get on a lifetime annuity. There's a variety of ways to structure these loans.
Thank you both for being here, and thank you all for listening. Coming up next, Tim Stromble with Sports Court.